Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 169,000 jobs in August. The unemployment rate dropped to 7.3%, the lowest in nearly 5 years, but it fell because more Americans stopped looking for work and were no longer counted as unemployed. July's job gains were 104,000, down from the previous estimate of 162,000. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending August 29th. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels wheat this year, 24.6, next year 2.9, corn this year minus 4.5, next year 12.9, soybeans this year 0.2, and next year 31.0. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,932, is up 15 points. The NASDAQ is sitting at 3130. It's up 2.25. And the S&P 500 is 1655, up 2.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rainfall across the Midwest this weekend is still not expected to be very general and mostly quite limited. Well, best areas to see precipitation will probably be from west central and northwestern Illinois into parts of eastern Iowa and northward into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin. The rain that occurs is probably going to be light, mostly upwards to half inch. There could be a couple of counties, though, that come in with 3/4 of an inch or more. We're just not likely to see it very widespread. The precipitation will certainly be welcome wherever it occurs. Considerable dryness out there across the eastern two-thirds of Iowa, a fair amount of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, down into Missouri, and all of these areas really need a good drink of water. It's getting awfully late into the season now. Another full week's worth of poor coverage and amounts of rainfall across this region is going to add more losses to some of the soybean crop. Any rain that occurs this weekend will certainly help to stave off some of that, but it's not going to be widespread enough. Many areas will just end up with minimal amounts of moisture, or we'll see no precipitation at all. A cold front cutting through the region next week is expected to weaken as it moves across the Midwest from northwest to southeast, and the end result of that is not going to be real favorable for some of these drier areas either. However, with that said, I do think that the potential still exists for some locally heavy rainfall to occur along that frontal boundary, but only in random locations. The bottom line to the next full week of weather across the Midwest will be a continuation of pockets of stress that will be significant enough to continue hurting some of the production potential for soybeans and continuing the poor environment for some of the crops in corn country. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest this weekend are expected to continue to be warmer than normal. We'll look for afternoon high temperatures today to be hottest in the plains and some of the western fringes of the Corn Belt. And afternoon temperatures will be well into the 80s throughout the western Corn Belt, and readings over 90 common from portions of Texas northward into North Dakota. In contrast, temperatures in Michigan and parts of Ohio will probably be mostly confined to the 70s. Tomorrow, we'll see some cooling occur in the northern plains, but everybody else is going to continue warm, 80s and lower 90s likely across the heart of the Midwest. We'll look for some 70s to occur across the upper portions of the region as we move from Saturday afternoon into Sunday afternoon, and we'll probably see temperatures early next week mostly in the 80s and lower 90s across a big part of the Midwest, including the upper portions of the region where 80s will be back once again. We'll look for the low temperatures across the region over these next few nights to be primarily 50s and 60s. Those 50s will be mostly confined to the far north, and there may be a couple of lower 70s showing up in those areas that see high temperatures in the 90s. This will include Kansas, Missouri, and some immediate neighboring areas. And as far as the second week of the two-week outlook is concerned, the opportunity here for some greater rain in the western Corn Belt seems to be ebbing a little bit higher. A cold front expected sometime between the 15th and the 18th in the western Corn Belt could generate a greater amount of precipitation, but I have to admit the confidence level is still quite low right now. Some of the model data in the last couple of days suggested some hefty amounts of rainfall to occur in the west. I don't buy into that. I think the rain will be relatively light. The sad thing is it doesn't occur for 8 or 9 days, and during that period of time, a large part of the stressed crop areas are going to lose more yield potential. By the time you get to the middle of the month, and if you bring on significant rain, it's most likely going to turn too cool shortly thereafter for the crops to fully utilize the moisture. That puts us in a position of running out of time for getting significant amounts of relief to improve crop production. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 690 and three quarters, up 1.5. Soft December wheat, 641, up three quarters. September corn, 484 and three quarters, down 4.75. December, 461 and a quarter, up a quarter. September soybeans, 1427 and a half, up 4.5. November, 1364 and a half, down 3. September soybean meal, 477.30, down 220. October, 432.10, down 250. September soybean oil, 43.48, up 29. October also up 29. The tick there, 43.55. October live cattle unchanged, 125.22 and a half. September feeders, 156.55, down 20. October lean hogs are 89.70, and they are up 30. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Those soybeans this week, trading them is not for the faint-hearted, it seems.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. We're almost in the exact same position price-wise as we were a week ago Friday going into the three-day weekend. We had a lot of movement over the week, but I think we're kind of in the same situation except for it's a two-day weekend this time, but some rain forecast, the way I read the forecast, a chance for rains, but spotty rains, not general rains. And I think that fact kind of keeps a little bit of a lid on things here today because guys are just afraid to come in and get on the long side till they see what happens.
And there's really not that much interest in going short because we couldn't fill the gap yesterday. And that would seem to me to show that there is support under the marketplace.
Yeah, we definitely have that 1331. I think is where the gap 1331.5, and where we got to our lows yesterday, I think are real good support there. So, I mean, the soybeans are just a matter of a bushel or two, one way or the other, makes a difference between having adequate supplies and not having enough. And that's where we're at. And I'm not sure that's going to be resolved for while until we actually get in the field and start seeing some harvest.
And given the way exports are flying out of the U.S., one might think that WASD might adjust upwards as estimate for exports for 13-14 at some point.
Yeah, one of the questions is China had a big sale yesterday, sold a high percentage of their reserves they put up for auction. And I guess one of the questions I think that's out here is if we do see prices drop down lower at some point, do they come back in and get more aggressive and try to rebuild some of that reserve that they've sold off? So we'll find that out as we get later into the season here, I guess.
No comment about corn, please.
I think corn is just in a situation where we've got a lot of, not a lot, but we have harvest taking place, good yields coming in from the Mid-South coming up, and, you know, the inverse in the market, the premium for old crop is encouraging harvest. And you know, how long that goes and if it's long enough to get us into the new crop, you know, consistently here is really the question. But corn's got support underneath it. We're on the low end of the range right now.
Yeah, it's a question of whether or not the August lows will be the harvest lows. What are your thoughts?
I think right now it looks like that is a possibility. But I guess I'm not sure the market is fully taking into consideration how much corn that we've lost out here. On the other side, I don't want to look too much out my back window because we're probably in an area that's had about the driest August of anybody around. So I guess I think we could have a little bit more excitement as we get down the road here, just because I'm not sure this southern corn can keep up with the demand as long as it needs to.
We do have crop production and Wisely numbers due out next Thursday, but it just seems as though the marketplace is setting itself up for a huge October report.
Yeah, and I think right now the average guesses are pretty much just down a little bit from where the USDA was last month. That's what the trade's expecting. I don't think we're going to see that surprise this month myself, but you never know.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn is now down 4 3/4 at 484 3/4. December up 3/4 at 461 3/4. September soybeans up 4 1/2, 1427 1/2 the tick there. November down 3 1/4 at 1364 1/4. September soybean meal down 220, 477.30. October down 260, 432 even. September soybean oil is up 30, 43.49. And October is up 31 at 43.57. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.